Okay, this is Yosef Chaim Schwab with the Parsha of Shavua. Parsha is Vayigash. That means today is Wednesday. Revi'i is the fourth day of the week. We learn every Parsha per day. And the name of the program, the name of the Shir, the whole Shir is called Nifla'is HaTorah, the gigantic little wonders and secrets of the Torah. We learn Chumash B'Pnimius. Let's take a look at the Parsha of Vayigash. On Wednesday, Revive, Yom Yisrael, Rav Od. So Yisrael said, that means Yaakov said, they called him Yisrael because he felt elated. He felt tremendously elated. Yom Yisrael, Rav Od. It's too much. When he saw the agolos, the wagons that Yosef had sent, but before it says the wagons that Pharaoh sent, right? Doesn't it say agolos al pi Pharaoh, pasi chav aleph? The Asa came B'nai Yisrael, V'yitain Lehem Yosef, Agolos Alpi Paro. There were the royal Egyptian wagons, covered wagons, with a big Avodah Zorah engraved, inscribed in the wooden wagons, and white horses. But when he saw the Agolos Asher Sholach Yosef, they were not the Agolos Asher Alpi Paro, because the Agolos Alpi Paro, tells the Chazal, were official government transportation pulled by horses. But when he saw the Agolos Alpi Sholach Yosef, that's a little different. He burnt up the wagons of Pharaoh because they had Avodah Zorah on it. Or he burnt out the Avodah Zorah from these wagons because he didn't want his father to sit or look or be in a wagon that had an Avodah Zorah idol in it or sign. And he took off the horses and connected, instead of horses, he put eglos. He put calves. Why would a big wagon come with little calves? Only Yaakov and Yosef, the only two people in the world who knew why. Because when he left them 22 years ago, they were learning the parsha of Egla Arufa. Because he knew Yosef, that the father would not trust the boys. They lied. Once a liar, always a liar. He knew that. Even Rashi says, even if you're a badoy, a person who doesn't tell the truth, and if you tell the truth, we don't believe you. So he knew that, Yosef, so he sent the father a code. This was the agolos pulled by eglos. Al tikra agolos el eglos. Oh, look in Sif Sechachomim. A big wagon pulled by calves. Oh, that must be Yosef, because they were discussing eglo arufo. Laseso, so to carry him, passing number of Zayin. Dihi ruach Yaakov Avim. And the ruach, the neshama of Yaakov Avim, became enlightened. Vatihi ruach yesh omrim mahu, vatihi ruach Yaakov, ruach hakodesh, shenistalkim imenu shoros Allah, what removed itself from him 20 years ago, 22 years ago, came upon him, bosa sho'o, the lostam chayim, that's ruach Yaakov. So this ruach means ruach hakodesh, means a shechina, means ruach nevuah, vatechi, and it got enlightened the first time. Ruach Yaakov, when he saw the agolos, asher sholach Yosef. And you know something, what it says in Parshas Parua Aduma? Parshas Parua Aduma says, Yodenu lo shofcho hu es adom hazeh. Don't blame the brothers, he so told the father. As it says in Parshas Egel Arufo, the Chachomim from the city have to say, Yodenu lo shofchu es adom hazeh. Look at the Amayin Beis HaShoeva on this. And also, doesn't it say in Parshas Egel Arufo, Egel Arufo, upatruhu belo lechem umayim, they said, we'd shlo patruhu, they didn't let this Orech leave town without lechem umayim, and these two boys, these brothers, these 9 or 10 of them, got rid of Yosef with no lechem or mayim. Ooh, and doesn't it say in the parsha of Egla Ruchel, you have to kill the Egla Ruchel Benachal in the valley? Didn't Yaakov send Yosef from the Amek of Beersheva. Beersheva is not Beersheva. Amek, where was that place? Rega, one second here. Mm-hmm. Yes, from Amek, Hebron. Hebron is not in the Amek, it's not in the valley. Amek is 210 years. He sent them from that Eitzah Amukah, of that tzaddik that's buried in Hebron, and Marz Machpelah of Abraham, that Eitzah to start off the 210 years. So therefore, at that moment, he knew that, the Egla Rufa, yeah, that you have to kill the Egla Rufa in a Nachal. That's a valley. And Yosef was sent away by Yaakov from Emek Hebron. That means from, just like the Egla Rufa had to be killed in the valley. This process, Eitz Amukah, that Hashem told Avram that that was continuing now. It's all part of the parsha of Egla Rufa. So now by Ravi'i, by Yom Yisrael, Ravo, it is too much. Yosef B'ni Chai, my son Yosef is living. Too much. What's too much? I am so happy Yosef B'ni Chai, and he's still a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Ravo, that's too much. I don't need it. Yeah, it's very nice that he is the Moshel, and he's the ruler, and he's everything. But that's too much. Ravo, that's too much. The main thing is Yosef B'ni Chai. My Yosef is still living. El Kover En Asko. I'm going to go and see him, Terem Amos, before I die. Before he dies? How does he know when he's going to die? He had 17 more years to live, from 130 to 147. 17 years. Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael now, the word Yisrael, Sar, master, prince. He traveled, Chol HaShiloh, and everything he had, all his property, all his children and grandchildren, all the Rechush, Vayovah Be'erushovah, they came to Be'er Sheva, which is below Hebron. Vayizbach Zvachim, and he brought Karbonos, Lelokei of Yaakov, to the God of his father Yaakov. Velo Lashem, it doesn't say Lashem, La Yudke Vavke, Vikan, from here you know he brought a Karbon Olah, because it says Vayomer Elohim Midusadin, and the next pasuk after says Vayomer Ni Ochi Hakel Elokei. As it's all Midas Hadin. What are you trying to say? Vayizbach Zavachim. You would think that'd be Shlomim, right? You would think that'd be Shlomim. It was a Karbon Olah. Ayin Rosh Masechta Zavachim Ube Mishnah, and there was never a human being that brought anything but an Olah until B'nai Yisrael ate the Karbon Pesach of Mitzrayim in the year 2448. Not Adam HaRishon, not Noach after the Mabul, not Cain and Hevel, and not Noach, and not Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. No human being would dawn on them to eat a Karbon that you dedicate to Hashem. No human being ever ate a Karbon, ever, not Malkit Tzedek. No one ever ate, even though it says Zvachim, it was a Karbon Olah, Yim Yom. Yeah, Karbon Olah, because it's like it says Rosh Masechta Zvachim, of a Mishnah there, that Olah, no human being was able to eat a Karbon until Yosef, until Kibbutz Yisrael ate the Karbon Pesach in Mitzrayim, and they didn't eat the Karbon Pesach, it's Chayev Koris. Can you imagine what we're talking about here? Because Zvachim really means Yosef, it isn't shame, Zvachim Kol El Kol HaKabonos, Zvachim Nikroim, and the Ramban Po, and this was the, so he brings a medrash from the Chunya ben Akonosh, Olo Hoyo, even though it says Zvachim, it was a Korban Olo, because the whole Olo is always Midas Adin, everything gets burnt up, and Vizbach Zvachim, the Lekei, that's why Midas Adin, Lekei of Yaakov, until Pesach, Korban Pesach, Lo Ocho Shum Adam Korban, Rak Olo Hoyo. Yeah, Vayom Elikim, Midas Adin, Lili Yisrael. Ah, right away, Elikim calls Yisrael. This is the future name for Yisrael. When you will be the master, Yisrael. V'maru salaylo, in the dark, at a vision at night, Vayom, he said to him, Yaakov, Yaakov. Ah, he called him Yisrael, and he called him Yaakov, Yaakov, which means the future is Yisrael. Right now, you can do it to Golas. Yaakov, Yaakov, you're down under the heel. One day, you're going to be a sar. Sar of El, God's prince. Yom Hineni, I'm ready. So when he says, the Malach said to Yaakov, and Hashem told Yaakov way back and a few parshas ago, your name will never be again called Yaakov, only Yisrael. No, Lord Nikra Od, you shouldn't call Yaakov. Doesn't mean it won't be called anymore Yaakov. It won't be called exclusively Yaakov. Sometime Yisrael. Because right here, Yomer Elikim Li Yisrael, Yaakov, Yaakov. So he's called Yisrael for the future. And Vayom Yaakov, Yaakov. Right now, you have to go to Golas, unfortunately. That's a name that you're under the heel. Okay, with the heel. Yom Hineni. Now, boys, I'm going to tell you one of the gigantic little secrets of the Torah. One of the flow of the Torah. Do you see the word Yisrael here in Pasuk Beis? Memvav Beis. That word Yisrael has a shin in it. That word letter shin has seven tagin on it. Abayis, I'm going to tell you something. There is throughout the Torah, there is letters that have three tagin. Some have one tag, and some have no tagin. Shatniz Gatz. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven letters have three tagin. Shin, Ayin, Tuf, Nun, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, Tzadi. Shatniz Gatz. Those seven letters have three tagin. Bedek Chayo, Beis Alakuf, Ches Yud Hey have one. That is 6, 7, and 6 is 13. Now we need 11 more, right? Meleches Sofer have nothing. Mem Lamed Aleph Chof Sof Samach Vav Fei Reish. That is altogether 13. You have Tagin. 9 have no Tagin. 9 and 13 is 22. That's how many letters there are in Aleph Beis. So how come this has 7? This is an exception. The Shin of Yisrael have 7 Tagin. Why 7? You know, Yisrael, you're going to survive all the tzaras. You have already survived 7 different tzaras. Zayin tagin al the shin. Inyan shel zayin tzaros. 1, Esav. 2, Lavan. 3, Rachel. 4, Dina. 5, Yosef. 6, Shimon. 7, Binyamin. Yisrael, you will survive everything. Because 7 completes, it indicates sveya, total satiation. You're going to outlive all these things. Shiva, sveya, you're going to take them all in and survive. Interesting. There's Shatnez Gatz, 3 Tagen, 7. Berichayo, at 6, is 13. And then 13, yes. And Maleches Sofer, Mem Lamed Aleph Chof Sof, Samach Vav Hei Resh is 9, no Tagin, and 13 and 9 is 22. Interesting, huh? But this one is exception, has Shin. Had the Shin of Yisrael has 7, and there's one other place where there's 5. But that these are exceptions. Yaakov Yomer, Anokhi Ha'el Elokei Avicha. I am a God, the God of your father. I am the powerful one, the God of your father, which means the God of your father means Yitzchak. Al tira, don't be afraid to go to Mitzrayim. Mer the Mitzrayim to go down there. Kilegoy gadol asim chasham. I'm going to make you into a big nation. You know you're going to come out with 3.5 million people with plus 2.4 million Erev Rav. That's about 6 million people. You know that? In a few years. The goy gadol asim chasham. Anochi eiridimach. I'm going to go down with you to that filthy place, Mitzrayim, shtufei zimo place. I'm going to go there. Yeah, I'm going to go with you. Mitzrayim. I will come up with you also. The Shechina is in Golos. Gam Olo should be written with a Vav. It's written with a Hey. I'm going to take you out after 5 Doros. Hey, Yaakov, Levi, Kehus, Amram, Moshe. And something else. Gam Olo. Not only I'm going to bring you out, Gam also all the 12 Shvatim. That's right. Going to bring out all their bones, all of them. When Moshe Rabbeinu in the night of Seder night took out Yosef's bones, and the other Shvatim took out their shofate of the leader, the one of the 11 brothers. Everyone, Reuven took out the Reuven, the shaved Reuven took out Reuven, Levi took out Levi. So interesting. Gam, Alo, you're coming out plus all the 12. You look at the letters Alo, Alo, Hey. It's written ksiv, and I read with the vav. Vav and hey is 11. All 11 shvatim, plus gam, even Yosef. Of course you. Gam, even Yosef is coming out of here. All 12. Now, v'Yosef yoshis yodo al yinecho. Yosef will put his eyes over your eyes, which means you're going to die with seva tova. He'll be with you, provide for you, take care of you at the end. Yaakov Be'er Shova, and he got up from Be'er Shova. Yisrael ben Yisrael, Yaakov, and they picked them up, Avihim, their father, as Tapam, their little babies. You know why toddlers who can't walk are called Tapam? Because they tap. Tof is a drum. They tap when you see a little toddler walk on the ground. You hear 4, 2 hands and 2 feet, right? Bum, 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 bum. Tot, tough, tap. That's what a tough is. He taps like a toph, a drum in Hebrew. Tapon this neshem of the wise bagolos and wagons and shisholach paro. Oh, when they got halfway or three quarters, they went back to the goyish wagons with the white horses. They rehooked up the government wagons and horses, not to embarrass Pharaoh. Laseis also to carry him. Everybody else is secondary to him, to Yaakov. Mikhos Mikneim took their cattle, Vesrachushim, their wealth, Asher Rachushuber's Canaan, what they had well acquired in Eretz Canaan, but not in the wealth of Paddan Aram. No way. He gave that all away to Esav. Look in Rashi, Asher Rachushuber's Canaan, Pazik Vav, Avomasha Rochash, but Paddan Aram. What they had gotten over there in Lava's house in Paddan Aram, over there in Iraq, in Syria, Nosan Akol Esav. He gave it all away, Bishvil Chelko, because of his portion of Bemaris HaMachpelah. He bought the Shechelik of from Esav. Later years, he paid him more and more and more. Omar, he said, Nichsi Chutz Loris, Eina Chedai Kedaili. All the property and wealth that I made, Chutz Loris, Eina Kedaili, I don't need it. Zeu Masher Karisi Li. That's what it says. I have bound it up. I have piled it up for me. Hamid Lo Tziburin. He made up piles of gold and got piles of kesef. Came in Kari like a pile of Amarlo. He said to Esav, take it. Tul, Eskola. And they said, take it all. I don't want it. Ooh, we gave it all away. I don't want any property that I made in Paddan Aram. Only when I acquired and massed in Canaan, the holy land that's going to be one day Eretz Yisrael. The Acharochet Shubert, Canaan, this state was low by Paddan Aram. But Yavo, Mitzrayim, when they came to Mitzrayim, the Yaakov, Chozar Ito. First Yaakov, we Mechaba, the elders first. Bonov and his sons and his children and his son's son, Ito, with him. His sons and his grandsons, right? Bonov and Ebonov, Ito. Benosov, his daughters. Benosov, he only had one. Dino. Means Kalosov, his daughters-in-law. Ubenos, Bonov, and his daughters of his sons. There were two granddaughters. You know who they were? Anybody know who they were? Sure. Serach and Yocheved. Serach bas Osher, Yocheved bas Levi. B'chol Zara and all the children, Ito, he brought with him Mitzrayim. Let's take a look at this, Rabbi Yisai. There's a couple in Yonim here. When he counts up in the next parasha, all the people, 70, he didn't count any daughters-in-law or daughters-in-law. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, who the law had at least one wife, right? So these children, these Shvatim, the 12, and the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, it says there, the next parasha came out 70. Rabbi Yisai, if they all had wives, it would be 12 more, 82. But it wasn't. Oh, so as I say, so one parish, they all died before they got to Mitzrayim. They died, these women that they married. Or they, the two umos, the twins, every son was born a girl. Reuven, for instance, married Shimon's sister. Shimon, Levi, when he was born, he had a sister, Echves, some another person married. And no one married his own sister. They married the brother's sister. So they were the two umos, the twins. Or they were other women that they had converted. They all died, because otherwise it wouldn't be 70, it would be 82. Benosov could mean, he couldn't mean Benosov, he only had one, Dino. It means his daughters-in-laws, that's all. Can't be his daughters, only had one, Dino. Must be the daughters-in-law. Ubenos Bonov, and we said that, Seraph, Bas Asher, and Yocheved. So, they died before. They went all down to Mitzrayim. Now let's look at this, Rabbi Yisrael, for a second. Vanochi ered imocho. I'm going to go down with you. Melamed she keshe yordu Yisrael in Mitzrayim yordu shechino imohem. Yes, into the filthy place of Mitzrayim, the shtufe zimo place. That's right. Vanochi alochan. I'm going to come up with you, which means I'm going to be there the whole time. Shalom she keshe olu Yisrael in Mitzrayim also shechino imohem. Memokum shtufe zimo. That's right. The Shekhinah is with you. If you behave yourself and live like tzaddikim, the Shekhinah will stay with you. Your Kedusha, in the Mokom Shtufi Zima, your Kedusha close to you is so holy that it pushes away the tumor. I'll get close to you. That's why the menorah of Hanukkah burnt. You know what kind of menorah they had the first day? Some kind of wooden thing out of pshute kliyot. Some say it was the bowls on top were made out of tin. Cheap menorah out of wood the first day. They didn't make a gold one the first day. The Romans, the Greeks had stolen it. You want to see it? It's in Rome, in the Vatican, where the Ganovim there, the world-class Ganovim and murderers over there in their place. That's where they that's where they have the menorah. But the truth of the matter is, they don't have the menorah either. The real menorah was 20 or 30 years before the end. Chachamim knew, the Gedolim there knew, they buried it. All the Kalim are under the base of Mikdash somewhere, under the ground, 12 miles underground, away somewhere, at an angle. But they made a replica in gold, but no Shechino, no Kedusha on it. There was no Kedusha on it. So the Goyim took a gold menorah. So anyhow, the first day the Chashmonaim came, they had a Pshuta Kliyat. What does it tell you, Rabbi Yisrael? The Shekhinah comes down in that simple wooden menorah, and there's the lights burn for 8 days. The Shekhinah doesn't need a fancy temple. The Shekhinah needs a place where you feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any place in the world, you are Dovak B'Shekhinah, the Shekhinah comes down. Yaakov was sleeping in a place, Beisel, and he says, Anochi lo yodati, I didn't know. Shekhinah's here. It's anywhere. If you're with him, he's with you. You don't have to have a fancy Beis HaKnesses. You have to have a simple person who's kulo kadosh, and the kedusha comes down right with a simple person in a simple home, in a simple shul. You don't need fancy nothing. You got to be really great, and the Shekhinah will share itself with you. Look at this. Hashem's coming down at a place of shtufei zimo. Anochi eirei, the Eibishter says, imecho mitzrayim, anochi a'alcho. I'm coming up with you too. I'm going to bring you out of here. V'yosef yoshios yodu al inecho. Alech gam olo. Gam olo. It sounds like gamol, like a camel, right? Oh, gam olo. Ton rabon on. Aroe gomo bachalom. You can see a camel in a dream. Miso niknas olo. You miso was declared against you. Minishmai vitzilu b'men. But you were saved. That's why you got a bench gomel. Omrav chom bachanina micro. Where's the pasuk for that? But okay, I'll call gamol. I'm going to take you up. It doesn't mean, Rabbi, say you see a camel in a dream. No, it means you see the words gimel mem lamed. Tevos v'lo chayo, the word haroi gomol bechalom, because gomol is related to gomel, gomel chasodim, gomal lashon hakodesh, gamlo camel, gomel chasodim. A dream goes according to the parish, whatever you give it. So bear it there for ולכן קורב לא אומר דעקב כוון גם כאן לא שרואו מין גומל הבריאו אלא מילס גומל כסובו מכוון לשם גומל והיינו לברוקס ביחס הגומל שמבורך הניצול מחולי ומצער לכן יודע שמיסה נקנסו עליו וניצול ממנו וגם לו הוא חי אם נוסם על זה סימון לדובר להזכיר מפוסק של לפנייני ונוכל אלו גם אולו you should say that posik right away if you see a camel in a dream say ונוכל אלו גם אולו Gamlo, gamolo. Immediately say, Anoki, aloki, gamolo. Everything decreed on you, I'll save you from it. Anoki, aloki, I'll bring you up, gamolo. Which means, gamal, gomel, gamlo, understand? Shekain, amilos, gamolo, krov, mivutor, the shame, gomal, mora, in yonish, al, leo, upidion, mitzar, shibud, mitzrayim, can know that. Okay, so that is what I want to tell you about that. Yeah, if you look in Targum Yonis and Sisi Chacham, when they talk about Agolos, you'll see the word Eglos, from Agolos wagons to Eglos, pulled by calves, not by horses, which means that they, you know, the Yosef is the one that sent these wagons. Okay, let's go back to this puzzle here. So he brought all the people to Mitzrayim. Let's look at Chamishiv Elishmos Ben Yisrael. These are the names of Ben Yisrael, Haboyim Mitzrayim, Yaakov Abono, Yaakov and his sons, Bechor, Yaakov Ruvain. Bnei Ruvin, Chanukah, Falu, Vechetzu, Mecharmi. Bnei Shimon, Yimu, Yom, Yom, Ohad. V'yochem, Vitzor, V'shol, Ben HaKananis. Shol? Ben HaKananis? What do you mean? Shimon married a guy? No, when they killed Shem, Dina says, I'm not coming out of here. It's jail. It's too much of a busha for me. That's you, Shimon marries me. He's the most powerful of all the brothers, you know. He ripped off Yosef's son, his father, and he threw him in the pit. Are you going to marry me? And he married this woman, Dina, who did a Maisa Kananis by walking around the field alone. And she got Ma'anis by this Shegetz, Rosh Hashem, and he was killed, Shem, with his father. And Chamor, the father was a Chamor, and the son learned to be a Chamor like him. So, Ben Akananis, which means Dina, that is how Shaul. Listen, Rabbi, so what I'm going to tell you, one of the gigantic secrets of the Torah. Shaul is, or his child was, Zimri ben Saul, who also got involved with a woman, right, Moshe, until Pinchas assassinated him. Hmm? So, Dina, who was supposed to be a boy when she was born, Leah was mispala, she turned into a girl. Didn't Leah run out and says, Imi, tonight you're going to sleep with me? I sold the, for the Rachel had you tonight, but I sold, she sold, I sold it for some, Rachel's supposed to be with you tonight, but I bought it, Schar Sechaticha, for some Dudoyim, mandrakes, right? So that Binyamin brought in, that Reuven brought in. So see, she also went out. She was the Yatsanis, also went out, and sort of not such tzinius. So she had a daughter, Dina, who did similar thing. Hmm? And eventually she was married by Shimon, and had a from Dina came Shaul, who came eventually. From her, him came Zimri ben Saul, who also did such a thing with that Cosby bus tour, right? It's a very interesting pattern here, isn't it? Inri, okay. Bnei Levi, Gershon, Kosdim, Rari, Bnei Yehuda, Erva Onan. Now, if you look on the list, the Erva Onan are not counted as one of the 70 because they were killed and they didn't have any children. They did the same Avera, terrible Avera, Erva Onan. And they were killed, they had no children, so and they're mentioned, but they're not part of the 60, 70. His daughter, interesting. Bnei Leo, the boys are connected with Leo, but the girls are connected with Yaakov. Bnei Vezdino Bito. Kol nefesh bonu v'nosav shloshim v'shol 33. Rabbosai, it's a very interesting gemara here, and neither lamed aleph, not fit for the radio to speak about. Eile b'nei leo, asher yold l'yakub, v'ez dino bito, tola hazachornim b'nekot in the kevos, u'in the kevos b'zachornim, mekan omru. The rest you're going to have to read yourself, and neither lamed aleph, omed aleph. It's an interesting thing, huh? Very interesting thing. Anyhow, the sons are connected with Leo. The sons of Bnei Aliyah, High Clement, are bigger Talmidicham than the women. Therefore, it's connected with the woman. And Dino connected with Bita, with Yaakov, the woman with the man. Well, you have to look at that yourself. Kol Nefesh Yibonov, Nosov Shloshim Vashol, 33. Then it goes on further. They all together came out 70. Rosai is really 69. Now, how does that happen? Oh, there's a whole cheshbon how that works. Oh, it comes into a big cheshbon there. Then it comes here, the end here. Here. Mm-hmm. It says at the end right near Shishi, V'nei Yosef asher yula lo b'svayim nefesh shnoyim kol ha'nefesh shel reis Yaakov bo mitzvayim o shivim. It's really not true. It's not shivim at all. It's 69. Ooh, we're going to tell you something about this, Rabbi Yisrael. Now, if you look at the Rosh, Shita's Rosh is really 69. 65 and 4 is 69, not 70. So there's a few answers. I in the Rosh, Sofs, Mesechta, Besachim, Simon, Mem, Be'inyon, Hamispar, Chamishim, Yom, the Sfiras Omer is really not 50. It's really 49. Aboy Yakenu, Malkus is really not 40, it's 39. A whole bunch of things like this. Yeshuva matur ha'oras miketa boim yom really was 39. And it says the eighth mon parshas b'shalach the mon ochlo aboim shono. It's not really true. It was 40 years minus 30 days, which means it's an approximate number. That's all. That's one approach. Others hold no way. It was really 70. Either the 70th one is Yaakov, or the Shechina, or who, or Yosef. Because he was already there. So it's interesting. There's a whole big discussion about this here. Is it Yocheved? Shlomona osa akan v'akshav 70 avol fi harosh Shlomona yocheven levi shemona osa v'kenegel kvar neschum 33, the first group of 33. So it must be 69 plus dino is 70. That's one shita. Or maybe it means 70 means 69, like we said, with the malchus, with the sphere. It's a kind of approximate, right? Some say with Yaakov was 70, with the Shechina was 70, with Dina was 70. The problem, how to get 70 out of 69? And it says at the end there, Chavav Kol HaNefesh, all the souls, Habo'o that came, Yaakov Mitzrayim, with Yaakov to Mitzrayim, Yotzei Yerechov, who was the product of his Yerech Loin, that means sons and grandsons. Milvad, besides the Shebene Yaakov, the 12 wives of Yaakov, they were not counted. Because if you did count them, there would be 82, right? 70 and 12, 82. Kol nefesh, shisha v'sheish. All the direct descendants of Yaakov, 66. B'nai Yosef, asher yudah lo mitzvayim, nefesh, shtayim, shenayim. 66 and 2 or 68. Kol nefesh, v'sheish, Yaakov, abo mitzvayim, shivim. How do you get that? Yosef, yeah, and his two sons is 69. Very good. 66 and 3 is 69. Yosef and his two sons is 69. 70 is not 69. So we went through this a minute ago. To what could it be? It's a D, it's a Yocheved, or maybe it's Yaakov, or maybe it's a Shechina. Yeah, Rashi says in that last Pazichovov, Motzosi, I found the Yikra Rabba, that Esav, it says about Esav, Sheish Nefoshos, seven different children, Nefoshos, Hoyelo, he had, because of Koru Oson Nafshos Beson. Beso, the different members of his house. But Loshin Rabim, they're plural. Fisha Hoyu Ovdim La Elokus Harbe. They worship many gods. Yaakov Shivim Hoyulov Kosov Korosan Loshin Yochid Nefesh, not Nefoshos. Fisha Hoyu Ovdim La El Echa. They all are like one person, one goal, one purpose, one matara, one purpose in life to serve the Mod Eivishter. Now let's go back a little bit. Memhei Chav Dalin. V'yishalach es echo v'yelechu. He says to the brothers, go home. And he sent the brothers away, and they sent v'yelechu, they went. V'yom alehim, he said to them, Pasuk Chav Dalin, al tir gezu badorach, don't quarrel along the way. Don't lo tisnatsun. Don't make a fight b'orcha along the way. Don't get in roges, breges, tir gezu. Don't quarrel about what? Who sold me? You sold me. I sold me. I told you. You should have listened to me. Don't argue about it. It's a done deal. It's over. So al tir gezu b'dorech. Omer v'lozor, omer lehem. Al tisasku b'derech b'dvar halacha. Don't get deeply involved in halacha, in the lumdus, in the pilpul. You'll lose your way. You will not see the exit sign. You won't, you'll pass the exit. Yeah, techazer's little stuff, but get really involved in lumdis and shilder shaklevatayer. I says, ask b'derech b'halacha, shema tirguzu alechem b'derech. The way will be burdensome to you because you got to turn your car around and go the other way 12 miles because you're rangatun in halacha, you don't even see anything. I'm giving you in modern terms. Shema tirguzu, and the way will be a burden to you. So it means don't get involved in halacha. But masnisan ton omer lehem al tafsiu pasiu gaso. Don't rush. Don't walk too quickly. Tichnusu lechamolir. Bring the sun into the city. It means come in when it's light, and don't leave before it gets light in the morning. Which means don't rush. Therefore, leave early. Al tafsiu pasiu gaso. You know what it says about pasiu gaso? That if you take a large step, very large step, and you walk and you stretch your loins and your groin, you're going to take you echod mechomesh meos memor einov shel adam, 1/500th of your eyesight. Tichnasu chama leir ba'od shachama zorechad, come in while it's still light. Doesn't it say la'olam yetsa adam bechitov yichnas bechitov? When Hashem made the light, he said, "Vayashem kitov." Nothing else that he made did he say the kitov. Not when he made Adam, not when he made the fish and the animals and the grass. Nope. Only when he made light on the first day, Vayashem kitov. Come in to a city. Travel when it's kitov, when it's light. Now, I want to tell you something about eyesight. If a large step takes away 0.05 of your eyesight, that means 500 steps, you'll be blind, right? No way. It takes 1/500 of what's left, and it always takes 1/500 what's left. Therefore, it's always taking less and less and less. 1/500 of, let's say, of a number of 10, whatever it is, then 1/500 of that is even less than it was the first 1/500. So you'll never, never break this fraction down to nothing. It's always a fraction of a fraction, right? So, which means if you are an acrobatist or a gymnast, you know, a lot of them wear glasses because they stretch their legs and they there's some kind of muscle that affects eyesight is in the groin. Yeah, why don't you ask some people in physical therapy about this? Don't rush. Don't get involved in halacha. Don't argue about who sold me. Look in Rashi. That's number one. Because if you go in the wrong way, you have to turn back the other way, and you get annoyed. The way the derech will be burdensome to you. Number two. Don't take big steps. Bring this light, the sun, into the city. Come to your goal while it's still light. Because a simple meaning, it was like this. They were worried. Number three was worried. This is the third top reason. That, yeah, we're in a war. They're going to fight along the there. What? What about what? Who sold me? It's your fault. My fault. His fault. It's to have a discussion one with the other. It's all your fault. Ato sifarto lashon hara love. You spoke lashon hara about him. Gramto lano lidnis no oso to hate him. You caused us to hate him. One says to the other, they're going to pass the buck. They're going to blame each other. Yosef knew all about this. Don't, please, boys. He says, don't discuss anything. Just go, be shalom, and go home. I'm not angry at you. Why are you angry at each other? Forget about it. And then it says over there in pasuk number, Chavayagidu lo lame, where they told Yosef, oh, Yosef, hi! Three words. He's still living. He who Moshe, and he's that ruler we told you about that spoke to us harshly. Chol Eretz Mitzrayim. He's a Moshe, he's a dictator. But Yofag Libo, his heart disbelieved them. You know what it really means? His heart refused to become exhilarated. He refused to become convinced. Pagima means there was a fault in the logic. Pug means diluted tom. Once a liar, always a liar. That's what it means. Vayagidu, they had to tell him the real truth. Koshet davarim kegidin. You can't chew a sinew. Vayagidu, koshet gegid lomerlo zesh onu hayu shakronim kol hayomim these last 22 years. They had to admit the truth. The Agido, they had to tell him the hard facts that are kosher kigidim. Ooh, he didn't believe them because now they told him 22 years ago he's dead, now he's alive. You're liars. How, why? Vayofog, his heart disbelieved them. He refused to become exhilarated. Could be true, could be not. He had a 50-50 suffix. Was it true, was it not? Pagima, there was a fault in his amuna or in his belief or Lashon Pagimo, or Lashon Pogtamo, the wine is diluted. He became numb, not completely exhilarated. He could not lohem in lohem believe in them. He died by a love called by Yosef. They told him all the words of Yosef. Oh, that they were learning Eglah Rufo before they left. Ah, that nobody knew except Yosef and Yaakov. Shadiba Aleim v'yaris ha-golos. He saw the Eglos. The calves pulling the wagon instead of the horses of Pharaoh. Ashisholach Yosef. Oh, that Fahada Yosef sent. Pharaoh would never send that. Laseso Sovet He Ruach Yaakov Yukhaim Avihem. Their father's heart now became exhilarated. Ooh, that's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. What are you saying? Ki lohem in lohem om rab shimen kach anshu shel badoi. This is the punishment of a liar. Shafil omer emes, even if he tells the truth, ain't shomen lo, no one listens to him. I can't believe him. Yeah, maybe yes, maybe not. We don't take it serious. Shekein lo sin bivnei bivonim shel Yaakov shenemar in pashut. Vayeshev vayakiro vayomer kathonis benihu. He, this is my son's robe. Lefichach. 22 years later, he didn't believe them. Once a liar, always a liar. Even though he was telling the truth, he wasn't suffering. Maybe yes, maybe not. That it went away from him for 22 years. Came back to him at that moment. And the Gemara over there in it's not a Gemara. Over the Rav Nosson Perik Dalid Ruach HaKodesh. Rashi says Ruach Shechina and Ruach Nevuah, because Hashem is speaking to him now, right? Divrei Yosef. Yashi says in Pasuk of Zion, it's called Divrei Yosef. Simon Marsalehem. Yosef gave them a simon. Bama Hoya Osek. What they were talking about, Yaakov and Yosef, Kishapirish Memen of Paparashas Egla Arufo. Zeshinam of Yaris Agolos. Eglos. Ashir Sholach Yosef. Oh, Agolos Shaparo Sorfon. He burnt them up. Sharvot Zoro Hoya Kakuku Alehem. The Medish Rabbah says. So he put on the, gave different wagons with calves. So Ruach HaKodesh and Shechina and Nevuah came back. Now we are at Chamishi. Tomorrow we will continue at Chamishi. And Yirtzeh Hashem, hope you have anybody wants to call me, discuss this in Muncie, 845-354-1065. Have a pleasant evening, and sleep well, and sei gesund stark. Sei gesund, bye-bye. Thank you for listening.